in Matthew 27, verse 46 and 47, tells us that Jesus cried with a loud voice, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" In the last five words that he spoke, there was two words that stand out to me. One is "you," and the other is "me." Why have you forsaken me? You of all persons, you whom I have put my trust in all of my life, you are the one that I told the people that you have not left me. When it was Judas that forsook me, I did not cry out with a loud voice. When the apostles left me in the garden, I didn't cry out with a loud voice. When Peter denied me as I stood on trial for my very life, I didn't cry out. But you, God, why have you done this to me? The feeling of abandonment is not only felt by the ungodly and the unholy, but by the most holy of men, the man Jesus Christ on the cross. The greatest mental anguish in the world and the cause of many psychic disorders is that the minds and souls and hearts are without God. If he had not felt all of these feelings for himself, he would not have been able to say to us, "I understand why you're asking me why. I understand why you are perplexed at the things that are happening to you. I understand your confusion and doubt at this moment." Not only does Jesus understand your sufferings, he understands why you're suffering. He told his followers, "If they hated me, they will hate you. If they kill me, they will kill you. The servant is no greater than his master. In this world, you shall have tribulations." At some point during his last words from the cross, Jesus became thirsty. It is true that the loss of blood through the sufferings, the unnatural position of the body with the extreme tension on hands and feet, the outstretched muscles, the wounds exposed to the air, the swelling of the blood vessels, the increased inflammation, all would have produced a physical thirst. It is not surprising that he thirsted. What is surprising, that he said he was thirsty. He who threw the stars into the orbits. He who made a way through the Red Sea. He who made waters come out of the rock smitten by Moses. He who said to the woman of Samaria, "The man who drinks the water that I give him will no thirst any more." Yet from his lips was the shortest of the cries from the cross, "I thirst." Jesus had refused to take a concoction which was offered to him, but there was a difference between the two drinks. The first was mirth, which was a stupefying portion to ward off the pain, that he refused. He who turned the water into wine at Cana could have used the same resources to have satisfied his own thirst. Yet Jesus never worked a miracle on his own behalf. The reason for the request was the fulfillment of prophecies. And John chapter 19, verses 28 and 29 tells me, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, said, I thirst." All of the Old Testament scriptures which had foretold of him had to be fulfilled to the smallest iota. David wrote in the scriptures that foretold his thirst during his crucifixion. "My tongue sticks fast in my mouth," David said. "I look around for pity, but there is none. I look for comfort, but there is no comfort to be found. They gave me gall to eat, and when I was thirsty, they gave me vinegar to drink, thus fulfilling all the scriptures concerning him.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.